It's Wednesday, December 27th, AD 2017. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. At President Donald Trump's request, Dr. Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, led the cabinet in a prayer.
So Ben, we'll ask you to say grace. Thank you.
Kind Father in Heaven, we're so thankful for the opportunities and the freedom that you've granted us in this country. We thank you for a president and for cabinet members who are courageous, who are willing to face the winds of controversy in order to provide a better future for those who come behind us. We're thankful for the unity in Congress that has presented an opportunity for our economy to expand so that we can fight the corrosive debt that has been destroying our future. And we hope that that unity will spread even beyond party lines so that people recognize that we have a nation that is worth saving and recognize that nations divided against themselves cannot stand. In this time of discord, distrust, and dishonesty, we ask that you would give us a spirit of gratitude, compassion, and common sense, and give us the wisdom to be able to guide this great nation. In the future, we ask in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Ben. Beautiful. Thank you very much.
MSNBC White House correspondent Kristen Welker described, quote, that moment when Ben Carson was effectively leading everyone in prayer. It was striking to see everyone bow their heads. End quote. Matthew 5, 14 through 16 says, "You are the light of the world. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." Thanks to President Trump's tax cuts, 18 companies have now announced major bonuses, more pay, and capital expansion, which is just what conservatives had predicted, reports WorldNetDaily.com. We have a link to those companies and what they've done in our transcript today at theworldview.com. According to analysis by the Tax Policy Center, President Trump's Tax Cuts and Jobs Act law will lower taxes for 143 million Americans. 3 months after Hurricane Maria battered Puerto Rico, many are still living without electricity in the mountains, reports the Associated Press, waiting in two-hour-long lines under the searing sun for their twice-a-week handout. Puerto Ricans receive 24 bottles of water and a cardboard box filled with basic food such as tortillas, canned vegetables, and cereal. In a related story, 13 churches that were all but destroyed by the disastrous hurricanes this past summer and fall will receive $1.4 million from the Knights of Columbus, the nation's largest Catholic fraternal organization, to help them get back on their feet, reports the Christian Post. Actor Jim Caviezel, who plays Luke in the upcoming film Paul, Apostle of Christ, explains the significance of Saul of Tarsus's transformation into one of Jesus's apostles and what it means to be great in God's eyes, reports the Christian Post. While on the set of his upcoming Bible epic to be released on Easter 2018, Caviezel explained, quote, "The name Saul means great one, and Paul, the name, just by one change of a letter, means little one. In order for us to be great in the eyes of God, we have to become very small." End quote. James Faulkner, known for his work on Game of Thrones, will portray Paul. The film will showcase when Paul suffers alone in a Roman prison, awaiting his execution under Emperor Nero. At great risk, Luke the physician visits the aged Paul to comfort and tend to him, and to question, to transcribe, and to smuggle out Paul's letters to the growing community of believers. Amid Nero's inhuman persecution, these men and women will spread the gospel of Jesus Christ and change the world. Nik Vujicic might have been born with no arms and no legs, but that has not handicapped his ability to preach. In fact, Pastor Bobby Schuler of Shepherd's Grove Church in California described him as this generation's Billy Graham. Now, just days before Christmas, his wife, Kinney, gave birth to their twin girls, Olivia and Ellie. Vujicic announced their joyous birth on his wife's birthday through his Facebook page, which is followed by over 9 million people. The twins have two older brothers, 4-year-old Kiyoshi and 2-year-old Dijon. While many listeners in the Northeast and Midwest enjoyed a white Christmas, a blizzard swept into parts of New England, dumping a record 34 inches of snow on Erie, Pennsylvania, reports the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. The Christian Post cites the deaths of four Christians which stand out this past year. Norma McCorvey, the Roe of the pro-abortion Roe v. Wade Supreme Court case in 1973, who turned to Christ and became a staunch pro-life activist, died at age 69. Learn more and listen to my interview about her life with Pastor Flip Benham through a link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. He witnessed to her outside an abortion mill where she worked and ultimately baptized Norma. Anna Hayford, wife of former senior pastor Jack Hayford of the 10,000-member Church on the Way, died from pancreatic cancer at age 83. Psychologist Joseph Nicolosi, who practiced sexual orientation change efforts therapy, also called reparative therapy, died at age 70. In particular, he helped men tempted by homosexual sin to reduce unwanted same-sex attraction within them and help them lead heterosexual lives. Apologist and author Nabil Qureshi, who authored the popular nonfiction work Seeking Allah, Finding Jesus, died at age 34 following a battle with stomach cancer. Born to Pakistani Muslim parents in California, Qureshi converted to Christianity and became a member of the Ravi Zacharias International Ministries. And R.C. Sproul, the American theologian, author of 90 books, Presbyterian Church in America teaching elder, and founder of Ligonier Ministries, died at age 78 several days after being rushed to a hospital due to breathing problems. Sproul was involved in the crafting of the 1978 Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy, a declaration of faith signed by about 300 evangelical scholars. They echo the words of Paul found in 2 Timothy 4:7 through 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. As you know, the Worldview and Generations Ministries are committed to bringing a biblical worldview back to the news, to family life, and to the education of our children. We are grateful for your trust in the work we do. As the Lord has blessed you this year, please consider blessing this ministry with a much-needed year-end donation right now as we continue to declare Jesus as Lord over all. Go to theworldview.com/give. That's theworldview.com/give. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, December 27th in the year of our Lord, 2017, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.